Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, I'm going to go bang this dude for a while. Hey, morning, Petey. How you doing?
Yeah.
All right. I don't just call you dude. I'd say your name. Whatever.
How would you say that?
I'm just too excited.
How would you say that?
Come on, man.
It's Monday.
He'd have a little pet name for you.
Yeah?
Petey.
Yeah.
Hi, Petey. Is that as sexy as... what's your face?
Tiffany.
No. Who said hi, Petey?
Yeah,
it was Tiffany.
It was Tiffany.
Hi, that's right. Yeah, the other chick you like, too. No, you like the other one.
Jenny Garth.
You like Jenny Garth. She didn't say hi to
her. I like her, too.
Yeah. I do, too.
Yeah, I don't think she likes me, though.
We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Yeah, you asked her about something personal.
Not in that way.
Yeah. She like you that way. I don't like you in that way. We could go out as friends.
Yeah, me and Jenny Garth are in the friend zone.
Yes, unfortunately. I know. That sucks. Craig. What up, man?
It was on this date in 1992. After nearly 30 years, Johnny Carson ended his reign as host of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
92. How long ago after that did he die? Only lasted 3 or 4
about
more years.
A month.
Was it that quick? No,
it wasn't
a month.
That quick.
He had cancer. Didn't go get it checked.
Wasn't that quick at all.
I thought it was emphysema.
Well, from smoking, yeah.
Which is not cancer.
No, it's not. You're right.
I don't recall what it was that got him.
I don't think he lasted long after he retired.
No, he didn't. Bush could look that up.
And he was always kind of a reclusive guy.
Yeah, stayed privately.
What did you say? That was 92 that he quit?
Yep.
Yeah, he died in 05.
Oh, he lasted longer than I thought. He just stayed out of the public eye for so long, he didn't know what he was doing. He had a long time to hang out then.
Even in his heyday, he wasn't really in the public eye.
No.
He kind of kept
to
himself.
He hung out with his buds, right?
But he was one of the guys that you kept hearing about.
Oh, yeah.
All his divorces.
Oh, yeah. He lived the life.
And jokes about it.
No, he lived the lifestyle, marriages and stuff. Yeah.
Respiratory failure from emphysema.
All right.
In 05, yep.
So, former Today Show host Billy Bush breaking his silence.
By the way,
I've been amused by that phrase regarding Billy Bush and this story. This came out over the weekend.
And when this went down, didn't we say, guess who's going to lose his job over this?
I didn't think the other guy's going to become president, but he did.
Yep.
One guy gets fired from a talk show, and another guy becomes president. And the other guy's said the most horrible thing. A sexual assault. He bragged about sexual assault. Remember that when Trump bragged about sexual assault to a guy?
Wow. Billy Bush.
That wasn't guy talk. I don't know any guys ever said they do that. And I've heard some bad guy talk. Reach in and grab it. That's what I do.
I've never heard anyone say that.
I know.
I have never heard anyone say that. Of course, I don't hang out in locker rooms like you do.
I do, and I never heard that.
There you go. So Billy Bush, breaking his
silence. You know what?
Silence.
I don't care. I just guy talk.
We don't hang out
with... He can grab mine. Remember the fat chicks in Tennessee with the T-shirts said, Trump can grab mine anytime.
We don't hang out with... Well, Tyler hangs out with stars. He hangs out with Bret Michaels every once in a while.
Yeah, I hang out with him.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Those words have never crossed either one of your lips.
No.
Right.
And Brett's had a few groupies in his day.
Yeah, lucky bastard.
So Billy Bush breaking his silence. I'm amused by that. Yeah, I know. By the way. about the fallout over that conversation with Donald Trump that was caught on the mic. Billy Bush told the Hollywood Reporter that he wished that he had changed the subject.
Yeah, after the fact.
When looking back on it.
Even if I'm there, I don't blame Billy Bush's side of that conversation all whatsoever.
No.
Because he was just a dude interviewing a guy. Oh, my God, this guy's saying to grab it. And all he said was, oh, my God, that girl's hot. We wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Billy Bush didn't do anything wrong in this whole scenario. He was just on the bus.
He was just chuckling along
with it.
And you can go back and say, well, you should have said something. Well, no, that's not that reporter's job.
He's an excess Hollywood reporter.
Yeah.
This stuff is gold to him.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
You let the guy keep talking.
Plus, he didn't know Mike was on. They were ready to shoot when he got off the camera.
Well, Donald at least didn't know.
No. But but I'm just saying, it wasn't like it was a big, like I said, it wasn't Billy Bush's fault.
Yeah.
What do you walk away with, by the way? But he lost a major gig, man.
Yes,
NBC.
He did.
Yeah.
He was on the Today Show.
Right.
And gone the next day, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy became president.
America. Yeah, even Billy Bush says, he hasn't heard that kind of conversation in any locker room.
No, you don't. You don't. That's sexual assault.
No, probably should have said that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They still would have fired him, though. Just because
nothing to do with him being fired. You're right. Yeah.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, he was just a bad spot.
Today Show, broadcast to a lot of women. You're gone.
Minor league baseball team in Minnesota.
What are they called?
The St. Paul Saints.
Oh, okay. I've heard of them.
Named their new ball pig Alternative Fats.
They have a pig? That's their mascot, a pig?
Well, it's a ball pig. Apparently the pig takes the balls out to the umpire or something.
Ball
I don't know.
Yeah, they
train
balls. Alternative
Fats. They Velcro the balls on his back.
I don't
that just
know
stuck
how
to the
they
tape.
Because they couldn't afford the free T-shirts for ball boys. I mean, give up that.
No, I like ball. I like ball. It's minor league. It's independent.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. Yes, it's low
level.
It's
all about the spectacle.
It's an independent team,
right? And they do all kinds of stuff like this.
Yeah, Alternative Fats.
I like that name. Alternative Fats.
Yeah, much better than some of the others that they've had throughout the years.
A ball pig.
Who is the freaky owner?
Wouldn't you wish the Storm Chasers, the AAA affiliate of the Royals, you broadcast, had a ball pig? You could announce, hey, please welcome Alternative Fats, the ball pig. You would be Brockmire in that situation.
Sponsored by whoever.
Whatever.
Hogwild.
Yeah, it would be Hogwild. Hogwild.
Bill Murray is part owner.
Here's Alternative Fats. Say goodbye or we're about to kill him.
Of the St. Paul Saints.
And we're going to eat him at the seventh inning stretch.
No, tomorrow. It takes a good 12 to 15 hours smoking.
Yeah, that's true.
Slow and low.
You can enjoy some Alternative Fats tomorrow at the park.
A reminder, kids, Alternative Fats and your grandparents will be dead soon.
But on the bright side, we won't eat your grandparents.
it's a minor league team. They change the name or change the pig, whatever it is, every year. Yeah. And this year it's Alternative Fats.
I'm changing the pig last night.
Last year, after Prince died, it was Little Red Porkette.
Nice. That's cute too.
I don't know.
They don't get much better.
If this is the case now,
Minnesota Fats.
You read the two funniest ones: Alternative Fats and Little Red Porkette.
If you want to call them funny,
Well,
Little Red Porkette's not bad.
It's cute.
Mike Veck, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Veck.
Yeah, Bill Veck ran the White Sox. He had the midget show up to that. Yeah.
He did a lot of that stuff, and Mike was his kid. Mm-hmm. And one time, I don't know if he still is, principal owner of the St. Paul Saints.
Okay.
So they did a lot of trickery like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure having Bill Murray as an owner helped, too. Mm. He's part owner of that team. Mm-hmm. Just because they do wacky stuff, like a ball pig.
Yeah, a bunch of stupid pig names throughout the years.
All right.
That we don't need to get into unless you really want
Come see Alternative Fats on the spit tomorrow.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Oh, Mommy, where's Alternative Pig? There he is.
See that sandwich, honey?
He's roasting.
You're eating him.
He's roasting.
Apparently Amy Schumer is available now.
Yeah, I saw her and her boyfriend split up. I bet she's a handful. Actually, more than a handful.
Yeah. She seems a little high maintenance.
Oh, that too, by the way.
Yeah.
We saw her boob though, Mr. Skin. I'm not gonna go see the movie, But Mr. Skin, she whips out her boob in that new movie she's in with Goldie Hawn.
And
Snatched.
It's a handful.
Snatch, it's called.
Right. Yeah. More than a handful.
No, it looks nice. It's like a nice boob. Petey Mac approved. Amy Schumer's boob.
Right. That's just one.
Right. I know. You put two together and mash them up. They're big.
More than Petey Mac approved.
Mm-hmm.
The Telegraph in England reporting on police backing plans, and we've heard of this before, but police are backing plans to allow music festival goers to test substances, test their drugs like cocaine and ecstasy for purity before taking them at the music festival.
So it's like when they started the Clean Needle program to stop heroin addicts from dying, you know, AIDS and everything like that.
It's kind of like that.
And people are, I mean, people are going to be mad, but I think it's a good idea.
It's kind of like that, yeah. But the sample that you give them is then destroyed. You don't get it back.
But you, oh, so I get a bunch of stuff in my pocket.
Yeah.
Can they reach in your pocket and take that?
No.
Because that would be worth, why would you test
no,
it?
No,
then?
No,
right.
Right. No, you give them so find out one of what you've got, find the purity, figure out what you've actually got, and then take it or don't, or, you know, figure out your dosage from there.
So who's the bump tester? Is it actually a guy snorts it? If he doesn't die, you keep it?
Yes.
One guy.
Yes.
There's one guy just over there all jittery. He's taking every drug in him. So they test it and hand it back. Oh, you're good to go. Have a good time.
Well, they don't hand it back.
Well, not that part, but right. whatever stash you got, if that's part of it, you're good.
Yeah, you'll be able to take your drugs to a testing tent where analysts from this organization called The Loop identify the ingredients and then destroy the sample. This is because of people dying at these things.
Yeah, they do.
At these music festivals.
Yeah, that should scare everybody, especially every parent. Yeah. You wouldn't catch us at one of those festivals because the music sucks, but especially EDM festivals. The other ones, the rock ones I'd go to.
Oh, no, like what was going on this weekend. The Hangout Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Yeah, but that's the hippie one, right? The jam band one?
No,
yeah.
That's Bonnaroo you're thinking of.
Yeah. No, there's a Hangout Festival.
Hangout's
too.
A little bit, but Bonnaroo is the real hippie one.
Yeah, Hangout, I think, has some good rock acts.
Yeah.
At least they have in the past.
The assistant chief constable said, "We can never condone the use of illegal drugs. But we recognize that some people will continue to take them,
and we
need to adapt our approach in the interest of public safety."
That's being progressive. Somebody hates this, I bet. Let them die.
So they...
Till it's your kid.
Analyze the drugs and give them back to you and say, yeah, your stuff looks fine?
Not the sample.
You do not get it back.
Oh.
Not the sample type.
So you've got to take, you know, like, if you're going to...
If you get a bag of Coke, you give a guy a little piece of it, and you keep the bag, and he tests that, it's fine.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't give it all to him.
You don't give it all to him.
That'd be stupid.
You just give him one of your tabs of acid.
Okay.
Or that, too.
What if you only have one tab of acid?
You need to get more.
Then you're out of luck. Yeah. Was there any toxicology report on Chris Cornell yet? Was he totally stone cold sober?
I haven't read anything, no.
Yeah, nothing has come out.
I know it was an exercise band. He hung himself.
I took some pain medication over the weekend, but I didn't mix it with anything, so I hope that's okay with Dr. Mina.
If you didn't mix it with anything. Didn't mix it with any vodka?
No vodka, no marijuana.
Well, marijuana's not as bad as vodka with that, sure.
No, I had a bad interaction one time, so I've avoided that. So I wonder if that's
okay. You took
a
pain medication with no other substance?
Yeah.
What the hell was a weekend?
With water.
Yeah. It couldn't have helped.
Did you drink vodka later on?
Oh, about 7-8 hours later.
Oh, okay. I'm sure Dr. Mina's fine with that, but I'm not going to speak for her because she
I don't know.
That.
I think she likes it when you wash your medication down with alcohol.
Yeah. No, she does not.
She's sure?
She's going to be steaming listening to this.
Isn't that what she said?
Oh, no, that's just what I say.
All right.
Be sure and take your drugs with alcohol.
I wouldn't doubt if she does.
A lot of doctors do recommend you wash down your medication with alcohol.
Yeah, big I'm sure shot. Dr. Mina would be one of those.
Big glass of vodka. Looks like water anyway.
Yeah.
I think she'll recommend that when she calls in 2 days. Either that or she'll say no.
She'll listen to the podcast sometime between now and then and fall over. Hopefully she can make it to the phone after this.
Yeah, but I just took the medication and no other chemicals, no other substances. So I hope that's okay with
clean living, Todd. That's what we call them.
What's that?
Was your medication effective?
Actually, yeah, we don't get a buzz or anything.
Briefly.
It just kills the pain.
Briefly.
Yeah. It just makes you not think about the pain for a while.
All okay. Right. What happened? So they also say, talking about using drugs at the festival, we can never condone the use of illegal drugs. I guess we did that one. Yeah, this will simply normalize drug taking amongst the young and will reinforce the attitude that taking drugs is an integral part of the festival experience, which it is not.
Every concert,
yes,
no matter how old you were, you went and you partied at concerts.
You're going to do it anyway.
God, man, I got an alcohol and cocaine story from the... From 88 at a huge concert. Great show. It was the original Monsters of Rock when Metallica and Van Halen and Kingdom Come. God, Metallica, Van Halen, Kingdom Come. Metallica was like early on in the set, by the way, because they were just a brand new band. Van Halen with Sammy Hagar, Kingdom Come. Oh, Scorpions.
Oh, yeah.
At RFK in D.C.
They played Blackout?
Oh, yeah, of course they did.
Like they should?
Yeah. You know, because it rocks.
What's the legend of Woodstock? Somebody got on stage and said, don't
the brown eat acid.
The
yeah.
brown acid.
Brown acid, yeah.
Right.
If they had some testers there.
Right. That's 69, 88. This is 2017. Kids are always going to experiment. So if you're making it safer, that's good.
Yeah.
Don't tell a kid what to do. They're kids.
This is not a
tell
bad
your own
thing.
Kids what to do and say it's not cool, but, you know. Did you listen to everything your dad told you, Craig?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Well, when you say listen to.
I didn't either. Petey didn't. Todd didn't.
We listened, but we didn't necessarily follow orders.
Oh, I heard it.
Or pay attention.
Yeah. Didn't necessarily agree.
No, but neither did my buddies. They didn't
turns
agree.
Out I'm an idiot.
Turns out I'm an idiot. Yeah. Yes, it did turn out that I'm an idiot. And I lucked out. Lucked out. Mm. Some of those idiot nights.
Yes. Yeah.
But sure. They're going to eat their ecstasy at the EDM festival.
You have to. That music's horrible.
Why is it a bad idea to have someone test a sample?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Just like a heroin addict's parents should be able to have that that drug around.
Methadone?
That keeps them alive. No, that one.
No. Narcan.
Narcan.
Okay, yeah.
Because people are arguing about that. Well, that just tells a kid he can do heroin. Well, no, it doesn't. It means you're going to save your son or daughter from dying. Empathy. Read about it. Because I'm not seeing much from the Washington right now.
You can't teach that one.
You cannot.
It's a tough one to teach.
$800 billion in Medicaid out the window here shortly if Trump gets his way. Food stamps cut dramatically if Trump gets his way. No empathy. None. Libtard pussies. All of you, Craig.
It's all right. It'll really improve the areas of towns that need those sort of things.
Oh, yeah.
It'll really go.
His cut really helped. Yeah. His cut in food stamps, they say, is almost double of what the Congress even wanted.
Jeez.
Because empathy.
He's better than Congress.
Yeah. That's right.
Twice as good.
Yeah, damn right.
Twice as good. It's all right.
Snowflake tarred face.
Drug testing.
Tarred face.
Guinea pig.
That's the name of the new pig up there. Drug testing guinea pig. That's what we should do. Test your drugs on our ball pig. See, the pig goes out, runs in circles for 7 hours, and then drops dead. Oh, that was good.
That was fine. The good stuff.
That's the good stuff. Where's the ball? I don't know. He ate it.
Sorry, the ball pig's tripping balls. He's out in the outfield wandering.
Let him there. He looks mean. What's happening, dude?
This is crazy. Yeah.
Barbecue Fest was going on in Memphis the other day, last week. And one night, this drunk man crawls up on the back of a Ford Taurus. The trunk is about 14 inches wide. He goes to sleep.
In the trunk?
On the trunk.
On the trunk, got it.
On the trunk, 14 inches wide. Curls up, passes out. Carl and his wife were leaving the Barbecue Fest.
Carl. Of course.
Yeah. Carl and his wife were leaving the Barbecue Fest. They backed their car into a parking space, said that they just went down the aisle, walked to the car, opened it up, both sides, you know, got in. It was dark out, and Carl's sunshade was apparently stuck up, apparently in the back window.
Right.
And so they couldn't see the trunk.
So it just took off.
They just took off.
How far did they go with the other dude?
14 miles.
This dude didn't fall.
Including some interstate.
How's the dude not fall? Yeah.
The dude did not fall.
Must have been a very flat trunk. A Taurus?
A Taurus.
I don't know if they're even that flat.
They or they must have been accelerating and decelerating.
Just to keep them on there, right.
You couldn't peel out or he'd fly right off the
Did he wake up and hold on?
No.
He was just out.
He was out.
All right.
That's some steady driving there.
Was there a spoiler on the to kind of give him something to nudge up against?
No, there wasn't.
Oh, a spoiler on a Taurus would look nice.
Yes.
Yes, they do. Sweet.
Well, and you need the downforce.
I don't know how he would stay on. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Craig does race cars on the weekends.
He might have seen
a spoiler on a Taurus. So I'm spoiling
some
the Taurus.
Taurus is a spoiler.
Yes, it is. Oh, you got a Taurus now.
Yeah,
that's the
car for people that don't like cars.
Exactly.
What you don't see, though, at the races is a couple of drag racers and one guy laying on a trunk.
No.
You don't.
14
you
miles,
don't.
So they stopped?
14 miles, including some interstate later, according to Carl. He was pulled over by a policeman.
Right.
The policeman came up and said, "Mister, are you aware there's a body on your trunk?"
Whoa.
And so, if you're Carl,
I'm happy to see.
Isn't that like a Papa Roach song?
So if,
or
you're,
if
you're Carl, you've got no idea what the hell this cop is talking about.
Right, right.
Like, no, I don't have a body on my trunk. What, you know? What are you talking about? That didn't register.
I got a goat in there.
Yeah. Don't open the trunk, whatever you do. So Carl says that the cop said, "Mister, I'm not messing with you. There's a body on your trunk." So he got out, and Carl said, "Sure enough." There he was, still hanging on, still unconscious, just lying there.
Good day.
That's unconscious, man. Even Petey's worst day, he would have woke up.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
The officer had to wake the guy up.
Hey, man.
Carl said the man was so drunk that he started to stumble into traffic, and the officer had to grab him to keep him from falling into the interstate traffic at this point.
With the exception of drunk in public, there's really no charge on this dude. All he did was lay down somebody's car.
There's no word on his identity or if he was charged with anything.
Got a free. That's a nice Uber ride, though. Hope he lived near that.
It's probably a good thing he didn't wake up. Let's say he woke up 8 miles into that trip. He would have freaked out and moved and probably fallen off.
Yeah, yes. That'd have been... You wake up going down the interstate. That would scare the hell out of you. I don't know how he falls. There had to be a spoiler on the Taurus. I mean, I don't know how.
No,
I don't,
there's
no,
not really. I don't know there's how a small little lip.
Yeah.
But I that's mean, it.
Yeah. And yeah, he was
dead to the world, obviously.
Laying there like a lifeless sack. So that probably actually helped matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right, Tug.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.